إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون, indeed, from the greatest favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the gift of a child and the blessing of children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ, that the kingdom of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He creates whatever He wills. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذَّكُورَ, that He bestows upon whom He wills females, meaning female offspring, and He bestows upon whom He wills subhanahu wa ta'ala male offspring. The children, they are a gift and a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise a great amanah and trust and responsibility that a believer will be taken to account, that a believer will be taken to account for and held accountable with regards to the issue of having a child. First and foremost, having a family and having others under one's care is a great issue, a great favor and blessing for those who realize this right and realize this favor, and they perform the duty with regards to that, seeking the pleasure of Allah, abiding by His law and legislation subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself, and likewise cultivating His family upon that way, upon the guidance of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But those who are negligent and those who are heedless with regards to this affair, or those who let their desires overcome them with regards to their own soul or the souls of those under their care, then they are threatened with the great threat, waliyadhu billah. From the beautiful traits and the lofty attributes of the righteous and pious believers, those who will be honored in paradise by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that they fulfill the trust and that they keep their covenants and bonds, and that they keep their covenants and bonds, and they observe the rights of others, and they fulfill that. And they fulfill that for the sake of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, those who uphold and observe property, their trust, and they perform that duty truthfully and honestly, and those who are sincere and abiding by their covenants. These are from the attributes of the righteous and from the attributes of the dwellers of the paradise, that they are sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they fulfill the trust and duties that are upon them. And the greatest trust is in the shahada and la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and likewise the obligations that come along with that and their regulations and that which is included. And from the greatest trust that are upon the believers in this life, those who have others under their care, those who have wives under their care, and those who have children under their care, male and females, it's a great obligation to take care of them, to provide for them and to sustain them, and to give them shelter, and to make sure that they're safe. to make sure that they are saved. But it's not sufficient only in the worldly life or in the physical affair. Rather, a believer, he must take care of their creed and their belief, and he must strive to nourish them and raise them upon the proper understanding of the religion, of the proper understanding of the deen, cultivating in their heart from an early age the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowing Him by His beautiful names and His lofty attributes of perfection, teaching them how to reflect over the creation around them and upon their own souls to realize the majesty and the authority and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He has encompassed all things with knowledge and He is able to do all things, that indeed the Creator, He's worthy of worship. This must be cultivated in the heart of the believer and the heart of the believing child from the time he's a baby, growing up in this manner upon creed, upon belief, upon knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loving Him, upon knowing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and loving Him for the sake of Allah, knowing the halal and the haram and being aware of that from an early age and cultivating them upon the proper methodology and way. This is from the greatest obligations upon the parents, from the greatest obligations upon the parents to raise the children, first and foremost to save their own souls, and then likewise to save the souls of those under their care, saving their souls from the fire whose fuel is men and stones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has admonished the believers and given sincere advice. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa qudaha an-nas wal hijara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He calls those who believe, calling them by the name of faith. O you who believe, O you who believe in Allah in the last day, O you who believe in the greatness and the majesty and authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He is the only true Creator and the only true God worthy of worship. O you who believe in the Jannah and the Nar, and the straight path that leads to the pleasure of Allah and the Messenger of Allah and the Sunnah laws and legal ways. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Save yourselves and save your families from a fire. Naran wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. A fire which is fueled by men and stones. It's set ablaze, and the kindle for the fire and the fuel for the flames are people. People who are rebellious and disobedient. People who disregard the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His religion and deen. People who show no honor and respect for the commandments and the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. The fuel of the fire is men and stones. Men and stones, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. We have been ordered to save ourselves and save our family from the blazing fire. This is from the advice. The advice and the direction of our Lord in His book subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest example and role model with regards to this is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and has been reported in Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gathered his family and his tribesmen. He gathered his family and his tribesmen, and he admonished all of them, and he said to them, tribe by tribe, even some of them name by name as individuals, أَنْقِذُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ فَإِنِّي لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Save yourselves from the fire. Save yourselves from the fire, because I will not be able to protect you from Allah whatsoever. Until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called his own daughter by name. Ya Fatima bint Muhammadin, salini min mali ma shi'ti, fa inni lan ugni anki min Allahi shay'a. O Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask me for my wealth, whatever you like. Ask me for my wealth, whatever you like, but I cannot help you against Allah whatsoever. Meaning the only way to be safe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and the hereafter is bil iman, is sadiq wal amal as-salih, with sincere and true faith. With sincere and true faith and the application of that in public and in private by performing the righteous and the good deeds, hoping for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being sincere in devotion and worship and bowing down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in obedience and taking the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the role model. Absolutely. In this manner, a person, he will save himself. He will save himself and save his own soul from the blazing fire and the anger and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere faith and the application of that in performing the righteous good deeds. At the head of that, the obligations that must be performed daily, and likewise the prohibitions that one he must avoid in all times and places and circumstances. In all times, places, and circumstances. In this manner, the faith will be good, the iman will be strong, the tawheed will be beneficial, and the shahada will be heavy in the scale with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will have blessing and goodness in his life, and he can save himself. He can save his self first and foremost from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. And then after that, then after saving himself and working in this manner, learning the legislation and the law with sincere faith and learning the obligations and striving to implement them daily and learning the prohibitions and striving to avoid them and leave them sincerely for the sake of Allah, after striving himself against his own soul upon this way, now he will be qualified to try to help and to save his family members and those who are close to him from his relatives and those from his brothers and the likes from the rest of the people. One, he must save himself first and foremost before he can save anyone. فَاقِدُ شَيْءٍ لَا يُعْطِيهِ, the person who does not have something, he cannot give it. So therefore, we're ordered to save ourselves. To save ourselves and our families from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. It's of utmost importance and it's very serious. In this life, it does not last for anyone. Even if someone, he had the best of this life, and he had mansions of gold and silver, and he had elevators and escalators in his homes, and he's rising upon balconies looking down upon the people, he has all of the wealth and all of the vehicles, it's nothing but a brief enjoyment of this worldly life, it will not last. The rich and the wealthy, they grow old. The rich and the wealthy, they get sick. And the rich and the wealthy, life comes to an end for them. Likewise, you can't buy your way out of this. This is the decree of Allah, the command of Allah, the creation of Allah. You're a slave to Allah. You're going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is sa'iluk. And he's going to ask you about your statements and ask you about your deeds, ask you about your belief and ask you about your creed. First and foremost, so therefore learn the proper creed and belief, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed rabbil alameen. And learn how to apply it. Learn how to abide by it. Learn how to uphold the rights of Allah and the rights of the Messenger of Allah and establish the shahada in your life. Save yourself, brother. Save yourself, sister, from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. It's been narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that he mentioned in the interpretation of this verse. How will one save his family from a fire whose fuel is men and stones? He said, radiallahu anhu, أي علموهم, علموهم وأدبوهم, you must teach them, you must cultivate them, you must raise them, you must discipline them, you must teach them the tawheed of Allah, you must teach them the proper creed and the proper belief, and you must teach them the ways that are contrary to that. You must teach them the obligations that are upon them in one day and one night, and how to perform that and abide by that and hold fast to that. You have to encourage them and help them and teach them in a way you would like to be taught had you been a young child in these days and these trials of fitting of this worldly life. You have to teach them in a good way. Take great effort and time and sacrifice some of your life and your career to take care of your child and to raise them yourself with your own hands and your own sweat, your own blood, your own tears. So much time we're spending for ourselves and for our own lives, and we're leaving our children in the hands of the disbelievers, and our children are becoming misguided, some of them leaving Islam, falling into fornication in ways that are lowly because of deviance, because of love of this life and concern for this life and a career and a job and a diploma and a diploma and a dollar. A dollar bill that doesn't last for no one. It will not last for anyone. It's going to go away from all of us and we'll all return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Save yourself and save your family. If you love your child, then learn your religion and learn your deen. Learn the religion of Islam that was taught by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and clarified by his companions radiallahu anhum. Learn that way and apply it in your life. Learn that way and apply it in your life. You will have goodness yourself first and foremost. You have goodness yourself first and foremost, and then teach your children. Raise your children. Cultivate the children upon La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Cultivate the children upon the creed, upon the shahada, upon the deen, upon Islam, the Islam of Prophet Muhammad and his companions. Radiallahu anhum, leave this world in life. If you're sincere with Allah, he will open it up for you. It's easy. It's easy for Allah al-Kareem. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must be sincere in our religion. We must be sincere in our faith. We must take this life seriously and think for our outcome in the hereafter and standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People claim that they love their children and they help them follow their desires and whims. And those who follow their desires and whims, if they're not guided, that will lead them to the hellfire, not to the mercy of Allah. The desires and the whims will lead a person to the hellfire and to the anger of Allah, not to the Jannah. We should not be deceived. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا بِأَمَانِي أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. It's not by your false whims and false hopes, not by the false whims and false hopes, nor the false hopes of the people of the book. Rather, it's by sincere faith. إيمان صادق وعمل صالح. In this manner, a believer, he can be saved.
He can be saved from the anger of Allah. In this manner, a believer, he can be upright upon the straight path. In this manner, Allah will respond to him whenever he calls. In this manner, Allah will help him and his family to be upright and to be good. So many families, they're sailing on the wrong path. They're drowning in the waves of desires and shubuhat. They're drowning in the waves of desires and shubuhat. And many times the problem is the mother and the father. The mother and the father. Even Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 751. Rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that if you pondered and you reflect, if you think and reflect upon the evil and corruption of the children, you will find that the majority of those problems and the majority of that corruption is from their fathers. Because of their fathers. Their fathers are not standing up and being men and raising themselves first and foremost upon the straight path, properly and correctly, thus not able to raise their child upon the proper creed and proper belief and direct him to hold fast to the halal and not transgress that, and encouraging them to fall into the haram and partake in their desires and not look back. Waliyadhu billah, this is misguidance and deviation. Misguidance and deviation. Many times it's the parents. The parents are causing the greatest problems for the Muslim children, misleading them and misguiding them and helping them to follow their desires, or even sometimes forcing them to follow their desires. It will go so far that one of them will stop his child from learning their religion so that he can learn medicine, or stop his child from getting married whenever they're facing great trials with women in the street and in the markets and the places. Subhanallah, they will forbid them. They will prohibit them, and that will lead them to fall into fornication and lead them to fall into a deviant way, or lead them to fall into addiction to pornification, waliyadhu billah, addicted to pornification, waliyadhu billah, because the father will not allow the daughter to become married, to get married, will not allow the child to get married until they get this degree or that degree or this and that and this and that in their worldly life, waliyadhu billah. This is misguidance. This is deviation. This is a foul and lowly way. Attachment to the dunya will cause a person to do the most lewd and foul and lowly things. Waliyadhu billah. And many times if a person, he does not wake up now, he'll wake up when it's too late. He'll wake up when it's too late. But the mercy of Allah is vast. And Allah, he will forgive each and every one of us on this day if we repent. If we repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rectify our soul and our situation with our Lord and our situation with those under our care. Those under our care has been collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. All of you are shepherds and all of you are responsible for your flock. All of you are guardians and all of you are responsible for your flock. It's coming in many different narrations and many different wordings. And from that is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَالرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ فِي بَيْتِهِ. وَالرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ فِي بَيْتِهِ وَهُوَ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. And a man, he is responsible in his house. A man, he's responsible in his house, and he will be taken to account. He will be asked and held accountable for those under his care. وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَعِيَّةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا وَوَلِدِهِ وَهِيَ مَسْئُولَةٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهَا. And the woman, she is likewise a guardian. She is responsible for those under her care in the house of her husband and his children. And she is going to be asked and taken to account. She's going to be asked and taken into account with regards to those under her care. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. All of you are shepherds, all of you are guardians, especially those who have others under their care. And in any case, a person, he's a shepherd of his own flock and guard of his own eyes, in his own ears, in his own tongue, in his own heart. He must guard them properly for the sake of Allah and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these blessings. And if others under his care, likewise, he must strive and give his utmost effort to protect them and to help them and to direct them and to advise them sincerely for the sake of Allah. And guidance is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are all responsible and we'll be taken to account. And if we're negligent with regards to those under our care and we do not direct them the proper direction, we do not guide them the proper guidance, and we let our whims and desires lead us to let them follow their whims and desires, or we mislead them and misdirect them because of our love for this life and our misunderstanding or our own ignorance of our very own religion, then we will be held accountable whether they're guided or not. Then we will be held accountable whether they're guided or not. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين
نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, the children are of utmost importance to the future of this religion, to the future of Islam. They're the imams of the future and the mothers of the future. And we have to take care of them for the sake of Allah. We have to strive to raise them upon the religion of Allah and cultivate the love of Allah in their hearts and show great care and concern for that. And if we have to sacrifice something from the worldly life, we must do that. The boys, they're in need of our help. The young boys, the young men, they're in need of our help. They're in need of our guidance. They're in need of our advice. They're in need of our protection to help them to protect their eyes, to help them lower their gaze, to help them to protect their private parts so they do not fall in the haram. They need us to help them, to teach them and to educate them, to help them and to protect them, to take care of them, to provide for them safe places of learning. I'm not talking about safe in their physical body. No doubt this is important. I'm talking about safe in their religion, safe in their deen. Safe in their religion, safe in their deen. Many boys, young men, they're going to the school and they're misled and they're taken advantage of and they're bullied in the bus and at the bus stop, and there's drugs and there's violence and there's all types of alcohol and fornication and homosexuality and lesbianism. All of this is glorified in the public school, glorified at the bus stop, glorified in the bus on the way to the school, in the school, in the classroom, and on the way home. Maybe even the teacher, he is a homosexual. What do you have to be there? How could a believer leave a believing child in the hands of these people? How could a believer leave a believing child in the hands of these people? A hadith min a nasiha. Is this from sincere advice that you'll take a child of Tawheed, a child who believes in Allah in the last day, a child who recites the Fatiha in the book of Allah, the child who believes in the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sunnah and laws and legal ways, and leave him in the hands of homosexuals to teach him, to educate him, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, A, B, C, and the likes like this, teaching him these affairs? We can't do this in our home. We can't do this in our house. We can't make some type of sacrifice in our career for our children, for the soul of our children, for the life of our children, for the future of our children. The people in these schools, they're misguided. The people in these schools, they're deviant. The people in these schools, the public schools, they're perverts. Waliyadhu billah. Wallahi, they're perverts. Waliyadhu billah. Misguided and deviant to an extent that we have not seen. We have not seen until this time. Waliyadhu billah. Deviant in their creed, but even deviant in their manners and conduct. Deviant in their sexual desires, and they're spreading it. And they're spreading it. We have to help our children, save our children, protect our children, keeping them close, keeping them at home, doing whatever we need to do. Doing whatever we need to do to fulfill the amana and the right that will be asked about those under our cares, especially the sisters, especially the daughters, barakallahu fikum, the daughters, banat, ghaliyat, the banat, muslimat, ghaliyat, the daughters, the Muslim daughters, barakallahu fikum, the Muslim daughters, barakallahu fikum, the women. Many times the women, they're taken advantage of, they're manipulated, they're lied to, they're used, they're abused. And for this reason, the legislation has encouraged in a great manner to take care of the daughters and to take care of the sisters and to take care of the aunts and to look out for the mother because of the great status of the woman in Islam and the great status of the woman in the society. And if the woman, she is corrupted, then the household is finished. So therefore we see in the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so many great advices and admonitions to take care of the daughters, to take care of the sisters, to take care of the female relatives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man yali min hadhihi al-banati shay'an fa ahsana ilayhinna kunna lahu sitran min an-nar." That whoever has authority, any authority over these daughters, and he treats them well and treats them good, they'll be a veil and a means of protection for him from the fire. There'll be a means of protection for him from the fire. Anyone who has daughters, if he fears Allah in their right, and he raises them properly, and he keeps them safe for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This narration has come in a number of wordings. فَأَحْسَنَ سُحْبَتَهُنَّ وَاتَّقَ اللَّهَ فِيهِنَّ. He keeps good company with them, and he fears Allah in their rights. وَيَحْتَسِبُ لَهُنَّ. And he orders them with the good, and he prohibits them from evil. وَأَحْسَنَ أَدَبَهُنَّ. And he disciplines them in the best manner and in a good way. كُنَّ لَهُ سِتْرًا مِنَ النَّارِ. There will be a shield for him to protect him from the hellfire. To protect him from a hellfire. In other wording similar like this. مَنْ أَنْفَقَ عَلَى بِنْتَيْنِ أَوْ أُخْتَيْنِ أَوْ ذَوَاتَيْ قَرَابًا. That whoever spends on two daughters or two sisters or two female relatives until the end of the narration, كُنَّ لَهُ سِتْرًا مِنَ النَّارِ. There will be a means of protection and a shield guarding him from the hellfire. Guarding him from the hellfire. In these days, unfortunately, we see many of the fathers, waliyadhu billah, have betrayed the trust. And they're leaving their daughters, their poor little daughters, in the hands of the disbelievers, leaving them off to ride on buses alone. Do you know what happens in the busing system?
You know what happens in the busing systems? I'm shy to even mention. I'm shy to even mention, by the way, what happens to children, especially those who are pious, especially those who are trying to be good, especially those who are honest. They take advantage of them. There's bullies on the bus. There's mean people on the bus. There's people who take advantage, people who are rude on the bus. Many types of crimes happening on the bus and at the bus stop. This is something well known here. We grew up in these lands. This is something we experienced ourselves days ago. Alhamdulillah, Allah save us from that. How can we leave our daughter and let her hand go? Assalamu alayki. And she goes off on the bus alone. She goes into the hands of the disbelievers for 6 hours and 7 hours and 8 hours. Even some of them, subhanallah, they will take their child and they'll take their daughter and they'll leave her in dorms. They'll leave her in dorms in a university far away to live amongst, in mixed dorms, to live amongst men. To live amongst men, sharing the bathroom and sharing the kitchen and the lights like this in dorms. What do they do in dorms in the U.S. schools? In the U.S. schools, they're all mixed together. They're living in the same room. They're living in the same place. They're sharing. How could a man let his daughter live with other men? Not to mention disbelieving men. How could he let her live with other men? Not to mention disbelieving men. All for a diploma and all for a career. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Has it come this far? That he will send his daughter off to school with the disbelievers, to this university and that university, and she will live there alone by herself, living in the dorms with disbelieving men. Disbelieving men, how they walk around and how they act and how they speak and what they say. وَلِيَاذِ بِاللَّهِ. Whenever she's alone with them, maybe they'll take advantage of her. Maybe she'll be deceived by them. Some of them even taking off their hijab because they have to go to school. وَلِيَاذِ بِاللَّهِ. Wallahi, this is betraying the trust. This is betraying the trust. That's great betrayal in this affair. We must strive hard. Strive hard to raise our families, learning the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, they're selling their religion for a dollar or for a diploma or for a degree, for a career. It's not going to last. It's not going to last even if you get the best job, barakallah feek. Even if you get the highest paying job, it's not going to last. It's not going to last. You're going to die. You're going to return to Allah. And you're going to be held accountable for your deeds and your actions. You're going to be held accountable for those under your care. We have to take this affair seriously. The children, our responsibility. We must look out for their well-being and their religion first and foremost, and their creed, and their manners, and their etiquettes, and their conduct. And their manners, and their etiquettes, and their conduct, keeping them safe from deviant ideologies, keeping their pure fitrah safe and clean from distortion and from corruption, and keeping their manners likewise clean from these foul and lowly ways. The lowly ways of the people in these lands, those disbelievers from the Jews and the Christians, their manners are lowly and their manners are foul. Even if they smile at you in the street, they love fornication and they glorify that. They love smoking weed and they glorify that. They love doing drugs and they glorify that. They love drinking alcohol and they glorify that. They love having boyfriends and they glorify that. They love homosexuality and they propagate that. What good is a smile going to benefit then? We have to be sincere at this affair. These people are misguided. They're deviant. We live with them peacefully. We give them the rights that Allah has given for them, but we do not let them raise our children. We do not let them raise our children. Allahumma kfir al-muslimin wal-muslimat wal-mu'minin wal-mu'minat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.